You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network, and here in the studio cracking the heck up because I was on the wrong microphone talking and I heard nothing coming out. But anyways, this is your host, Miss Marie, and you're listening to me on rocktheflow.com. I want to say thank you to everybody who came out on Tuesday for the launch of thisdateisover.com. I was so happy to see all of your faces at the 201 bar in Washington, D.C. And if you missed it, shame on you. Because I had some people RSVP. Somebody that's sitting next to me in the studio that didn't show up. So they're going to have to make it up to me later. Later? Is that a new word? That's a new word. Later.
Hurricane Sandy.
Hurricane Sandy? Really? She happened on the
13th? Yeah, she happened on the
13th. Well, I do have some special guests in the studio. I got my buddy Cullen in here. Say what's up, Cullen.
What's going on, good people?
And I got my buddy Wally from the urban sports scene.
Hello, world.
Hello, Wally.
Hello, world.
I don't know why I can't hear you. Could you speak up a little bit?
Hello, world.
Mm, okay. Well, we'll figure that out a little bit later. But tonight, we're going to talk about a number of things. Actually, one thing in particular. We are going to focus on tatted up. Talking about tattoos when it comes to dating and relationships. You know, how do you feel? Or could you actually date somebody that has a tattoo in a random location? Let's say, you know, a random visible location, whether it be their face, their hands, their ears, their neck. Could you date somebody in that situation? You know, would that be a turn on, a turn off? You know, what are your thoughts on that? So hold that thought and let us know. I'm going to get into the music first, but once again, we're talking about tattoos and dating. I know a lot of people don't talk about it, but it's come on, you know, been brought to my attention as of late because I've come across some gentlemen, I'll use the term lightly or loosely, who've tried to get with Miss Marie, and I was just so distracted by their tattoos. So I want to know if you run into that situation when it comes to your dating life and your love life. Can you date somebody that has visible tattoos that cannot be covered up? You know, whether it be on their ears, their faces, their hands, necks. Can you do it? Let me know. The number to reach me here in the studio is 301-560-6992. The number once again is 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me at Date Is Over, and you can post your feedback on the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Now, as I mentioned, the website is finally up and running, so please go to thisdateisover.com and post away, post away, post away. We have all these great different sections. We have This Date Is Over, which is where you post little snippets as to why the date is over. We have Dear X, where you can write a letter or whatever you want to say to your ex that you didn't get a chance to say before y'all broke up. You have I Confess, where you confess why, you know, what role you played into making the date a bad one. And you can also go to Dating Stories, where you can post your own stories. You know, the what, you know, the who, what, when, where, and why. Well, maybe not the exact who, because we don't want everybody's, you know, personal information. So please, no real names. You can put pseudonyms and whatever, nicknames, but don't put real names, no addresses, and no identifying things for those people. So just post your stories there. So go to thisdateisover.com and give me some stuff, because I created the website for you guys, not just for me, but for all of us. But anyways, I'm about to get into some music, so keep it right here on rocktheflow.com.
Incredible. Ever since the day we became so personal. Every day that I spend with you, it gets unforgettable. Anything that I did with you, I don't regret at all.
I love everything about you.
Take away.
Oh yeah.
You go to platinum chains.
And I'm gonna love you, baby.
Cause I'm gonna love you anyway. Let's make it national. I want the whole world to know I'm with you and I'm in love. Ain't no girl in this world can fill your shoes. None, not at all. The things you do for me is so unbelievable. And you can take away all the planet change.
Go to
cause I'm gonna love you anyway.
I'ma love you anyway. Yes, I am.
For the love of cash.
I'm only in it for the love of you.
I gotta make it last.
I gotta make it last, baby.
I just wanna be the perfect match. You don't even have to ask.
Have to ask.
I just wanna be the perfect match. We become so attached.
Just like an anxious child. Oh, and I
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network with your host, Miss Marie, with my, alongside my co-host, I got my buddy Wally and Cullen in the studio.
Hi, good people.
Wake up, world.
Oh, hello. Drop the mic. Sexual chocolate. Oh God. What's going on? We got too much craziness going. I think it's because of all this sexiness in the studio. That's what it is.
Oh, you're swell. Just swell. Thank you kindly.
Yes, but you just heard music from Carl Thomas. The song was Superstar. And I started the show off with music from Missy featuring Genuine and Tweet. The song was Takeaway. I love that song.
What happened to Tweet? Where's she at? What's she doing now?
She had a...
Nothing.
Well, no. She released a song. Actually, I shall play it once I find it on my iPod. But she released a song a couple months ago, and I actually kind of like it. But she's kind of did, you know, fall off the scene a little bit. I think her daughter was trying to get into the industry.
Her daughter?
Yeah. Dang. Her daughter's like 20-something.
Yeah, her daughter's old.
I'm aging.
No. She just was probably like a teen mom. But hey, that's neither here nor there. Because tonight we are talking about tatted up. I should have played that song, but I don't have it, actually, because I don't listen to it. But I want to get you guys' take on tattoos when it comes to dating. Though, you see a chick checking you out. She comes over to you. She's like, hey, how you doing? And then, bow, it's a big tattoo on the side of her neck or on her ear or on her hand or on her face. Like a butterfly or a skull or something. I don't know. A rose. How do you feel about that? Who wants to go first?
If she had like a Mike Tyson tattoo on her face, that would scare me. You know, I could see even a tattoo. You know how people have the what's the name of that chick that has the look, has the, like the funny hairstyle, like all side, it's all one side, and I don't
Cassie?
Know.
Cassie,
yeah, here we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a tattoo like right there, that would scare me too.
Does Cassie have a tattoo?
No, I'm just saying I'm using an example. See, blowing your neck, that doesn't really bother me.
Really?
Chicks have tattoos everywhere nowadays.
So do guys, but so you're cool with a neck tattoo?
It don't bother me.
Nothing on the face?
Just not on the face.
What about the ears?
That's weird. That's that's new. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about tattoos on your ear.
Nah, that's a new one for me. But as far as tattoos go, as long as it's not, you know, stopping you from getting a nice high paying job, I don't have a problem with it. If it's on your face, I just can't see my. I couldn't take you home to my mother.
That's true. Yeah. I guess it depends on the particular type of girl you're looking for. Like, if it's just the girl you want to send your, told your mom or this you want to get with.
Oh,
then
you got to categorize.
Yeah, on that real. That's real. Like, seriously, if it's a girl that you want to show to your family,
jump
then
off,
yeah.
You can have tattoos.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. So
a jump off can have a tattoo anywhere she wants.
I mean, that junk could be going down her face, right down her nose.
I mean, I think he's right. It goes to a particular category. That's
so
how it is.
Clearly, jump offs don't have to be good looking in the face.
I mean, they do. They can just have tattoos on their face.
Yeah.
I want somebody to tweet me a picture. Ooh, what in the world is going on today? Maybe my... I don't know. I'm sorry, guys, with the feedback we got going on in here. I'm going to figure it out sooner or later. But I want somebody to tweet me a picture of a girl, a good-looking woman with a tattoo that's going smack dab in the middle of her face. This I would love to see. And please don't send me a picture of Kat Von D. I mean, some people think she's hot. I'll just save that comment. But I want to see a nice looking woman with a tattoo on her face. Please tweet me at dateisover. Or you can post on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Because this I got to see. I want to see a good looking chick with a tattoo smack dab in the middle of her face.
On her face?
Yeah. That's good looking.
They wouldn't do that. Does that exist? Though. I don't think a chick would do that. Though.
That's kind of like that's like a unicorn. Like does a woman with a tattoo in the middle like of her face exist?
No. Like a
just
unicorn?
Like does a bodybuilder with a big penis exist? It's kind of like a unicorn.
Wow. Wow. Did you really just take it there?
I did. That was so inappropriate, but that's another show for another day because I'm very curious to know. I mean, we don't talk about a lot of sex on the show, but that's one thing that definitely baffles my mind. Like, does it exist? Does a bodybuilder with a big penis exist? Do they go hand in hand? But I'm sorry, fellas, kind of grossed you out.
Yeah,
let me reel it back into tonight's topic.
Leave me out of that show.
You're going a little bit too deep with this.
I'm sorry. So, yes, back to what I was saying. Tattoos. Tat it up. Can somebody please tweet me or text me or hit me up on Facebook with a picture of a chick that's very good looking with a tattoo on her face, like down the middle of her face. And so I guess it leads me to my next question. Like, what kind of career are you going to have? What kind of good paying career are you going to have with a tattoo on your face, on your neck, on your hand that's visible that cannot be covered up?
That depends. That truly depends on what you classify as a good career because...
Well,
the dancer industry, there's a good career in that.
Yeah, he's right.
You can make a lot of money, being a dancer, and tattoos definitely add to your sex appeal.
Like Buffy the Body, really? Stuff like people like that. Yeah, he's right.
She has tattoos on her face?
I don't know. Not on her face, but I'm just
on
saying.
On her behind?
Maybe.
I mean, there's Cherokee. She got a big tattoo, too.
Yeah,
I don't know who true. That is.
But, I mean,
I'm with you.
He knows.
I know.
I have no idea who that is.
He knows who that is.
I know.
Cherokee. I don't know. I'm going to have to Google said Cherokee person because I am unaware of her and her
her tattoo.
KSAs, yeah. Her talent, knowledge, skills, and abilities. I don't know. Is she like a stripper of some sort or a porn star or what?
She's a porn star.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's exactly why I don't know who she is. I'm just not into porn. I'm so sorry. Just not into it. So.
I mean, but it definitely depends on what you want to classify as a high-paying career. I mean, if we're going with the typical 9-to-5.
Yeah, typical 9-to-5. Let's take out the entertainment industry. Typical 9-to-5, like, where can you work and have, these outwardly visible tattoos that cannot be covered and still make, a good amount of money, still be successful career-wise? Where can you work?
A good amount?
That's a good question.
Yeah, exactly.
People are plastic?
No, security guards can.
Would you like fries with that?
Security guards can.
Security guards?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A tattoo on
Your neck, you can. You get away with it.
Well, you can get away with it. Yeah, you can get away with it.
I'm not saying your face. Not on your face, but on your neck, yeah.
I don't know too many places where you're going to be able to get a nice quality job having a tattoo on your face and being taken
seriously.
Mm-hmm. At your profession.
Yes. Mark on he hit me up with Facebook. He said, neck, ear, face, nope, we not dating. Shows bad judgment or you live in some thug chick life, and I'm probably not the guy for you anyway. Too old for that BS.
I feel you, Mark. I feel you.
I see it.
Tamika says, I don't care where they are. If they are poor quality, I'm not dating them at all. I hate poor quality tattoos. Yeah, poor quality tats are not the business.
Yeah, that's... That means you didn't pay the person well enough.
Yeah. Went to a tattoo party instead of going to a professional.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't, I can't even say that because I guess professionals do come to tattoo parties. I don't know. I'm not a fan of tattoo parties. I mean, I have no tattoos either, so.
I don't know too many professionals that really do
tattoo parties.
Yeah. I mean, real quality tattoo artists. I mean, because, it's a whole genre of that. And
yeah.
I just really can't see somebody that takes their craft that seriously doing it. Not to say that they wouldn't. I'm just saying I can't foresee them really, doing a tattoo party in somebody's apartment.
I get concerned when it comes to like sanitary things. Like it's too many people, then I feel like it's going to be rushed. It's too much that goes into it. But we get to LaShawn on Facebook. She says, I work in HR, so I cringe, period, when I see visible tats on the face, ear, hands, and neck. So that's a no for me. I'm with you. I am with you, LaShawn.
Are tattoos on the face like that prevalent? I mean, I think about Mike Tyson, that's it. I don't think about so many people with tattoos like right on their face.
I mean, you
other than teardrops.
Well,
like teardrops.
You got to think about Gucci Mane.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm, you know,
Chris
man.
Brown, Rihanna. I mean, they don't. Their tattoos are not necessarily on their face, but they're definitely on their neck, going up the back of their ears.
I thought Gucci Mane had something on his face. I could be wrong.
Yes, he has an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Got caught on guard that way.
Okay. I think I'm just going to go into music on that note because he's straight.
I mean, I don't know a grown man with ice cream cone on his face.
But
Gucci.
Okay, Gucci Mane. But yeah, we're going to get into some music because, ice cream cone on the face. Very, very masculine. But hey, he's making more money than I am, so I can't hate on the player. So if you have any feedback, give us a call here in the studio. The number is 301-560-6992. The number once again is 301-560-6992. If you want to get in on tonight's topic for This Thing Is Over Radio right here on rocktheflow.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And you can tweet me at dateisover. You know, once again, I want you to, you know, get in with the challenge. Send me a picture. Tweet me. You know, text me, email me something. A picture of a chick that's good looking with a tattoo smack dab in the middle of her face. And I also want to see some of the craziest tattoos you've seen on people's faces. I'm going to start doing my research and consult with my girlfriend Google and see what she got to say about that. So, my girlfriend Google, you know, she's the bomb. She, yeah, my girl Google. I'm going to hit her up and see what she got to say about that. So, keep it right here on rocktheflow.com.
Take a piece.
To the State Is Over Radio right here on RockTheFlow.com with your host, Miss Marie, along with my co-hosts, Cullen and Wally Wall.
I need a tattoo on my face.
You need a tattoo on your
I'm
face,
I'm too
though.
Dark, though. I don't think it's going to work, though.
Well, I wouldn't say all that because, what's the name with the ice cream cone in his face?
I'm a little darker than him, though.
Perhaps. I don't
I think
know.
So. I think so.
Who knows? Whatever. But yes, if you haven't already guessed, we are talking about tattoos. Now, can you date somebody that has a visible tattoo on their face? But before we get back into the feedback, I want to let you know you heard music from Coco. The song is Every Time. I love that song as well. I love everything I play here. What am I talking
you do,
about?
I know.
I love it.
It's your list.
Right. I'm playing everything from my own playlist. Like, oh my God, I love it. I love it. But yes, I love that song. It's such a special song. It's a good song to dedicate to somebody that you like. No, that jazz. But I believe we have a call on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Big Mike from Uptown, D.C.
Hey, Big Mike. So you want to get in on tonight's topic about tattoos on the face. You see a hot chick. She approaches you. She had a tattoo on her face, her ear, or someplace visible, you know, her neck that can't be covered. Are you going to holler at that?
Nope.
No? Why not?
The artist just got too much in her head. I mean, even if she was a jump off, nah. And you talk about the guy with the ice cream on, you must be talking about Gucci Mane.
Yes, Gucci. He wasn't even cute to begin with, and he's gonna get a tattoo to further emphasize how cute he's not. I'm sorry, but yeah. So I mean, it's you know, everybody's the same color when the light's out. You can't see the tattoo on the face, so you couldn't get with a, not even on a jump off level. Not even.
No. I could go with some chick who do the
Mike,
henna
I'm
joint.
Not believing
the
you.
I know, right?
Say it again. You could go with the what now?
The henna joint. The any tattoos they have the henna. That be going down to the arm, to the hand.
Uh huh.
I mean, that's unique, but the face, nah.
Really?
Is she like a Buffy the Body though?
The fellas aren't believing you right now.
I'm not believing you, Mike.
Buffy the Body, nah.
But, no, ooh.
Nah.
Brother, you got some high standards.
I know, right?
It's okay, Mike. I'm with you. Keep those standards. We are down with standards on this show.
Those might be a little too high, though.
I'm not saying marry her. I'm saying, like, you know, it's a jump off. I'm just saying.
Just till six.
I mean, but she already looking like Star Wars for real.
I mean, is it Buffy the body? Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, so Mike, so what you're saying is you're in a club. You got 3-4 drinks in you. She walks up. Granted, she has, you know, an ice cream cone on her face, but her body is an ice cream cone. Yeah. You going to let that slide?
Yep.
Wow. No hesitation.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. Just like, I don't drink, so... It is what it is. When that one, nah, I just couldn't do it. It's just something about it, just the tattoo. Just I can see on the body, but on the face, just like you done lost your cot picking mind.
Yes, you ain't just like that chick. Remember when that For the Love of Ray J, that chick Danger had that tattoo on her face. Actually, she wasn't a bad looking chick.
She was just crazy.
That tattoo she got in the face, just like wow.
Well, you know what, Mike? Yeah. I applaud you for sticking.
You go, yeah. Mike. If I had an applause sound effect, I would play it right now because you live with those. You keep those standards, my man.
But Mike,
right.
If you did drink though, I bet you changed a little bit though.
Just a little bit.
I wouldn't know me if I did drink though.
Okay, I hear you.
Well, thank you so much for that, Mike. We really appreciate your feedback. And thanks for tuning in. And make certain you go to the website. Yes, it's up and running now. ThisDateIsOver.com. Tell all your friends. Post their stuff.
I will.
And thanks again for coming out on Tuesday. Really appreciate it.
All right, no doubt. Oh yeah, and question. Y'all was talking about, you know, the occupations and all that.
Yes, if anybody would be that.
Yeah. If anybody that have a regular occupation would just be a tattoo artist.
Yeah, that's true. That's they better be a damn good tattoo artist at that. Because you can be you cannot be a tattoo artist making stick figures.
No.
So beyond a tattoo artist, what kind of career could this person have with a tattoo on their face or neck or hands? Or ears?
Well, you know, actually, I saw a post on Facebook not too long ago, and it was saying how you can't judge a book by its cover.
Which is true.
And it showed this guy, he had multiple tattoos. I think both of his arms were completely covered, mm-hmm. even going down to his neck. And they were saying that he was a doctor.
But when he put that doctor's jacket on, you couldn't see that.
This is true. This is true. But...
Because if I go to my doctor's office, if I'm going to my OBGYN and my man got a tattoo on the face and on his ears, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm going to feel a little weird about it. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to feel a little strange. Not saying that you can't be a doctor. Not saying these people are not smart. It's just, well, I don't know. Some of the decisions would, you know, I would question that. Oh, so you want to be in my crotch right now? You know, you want to go to? Oh, that didn't even come out right.
I know. That went a whole different direction.
So you want to be an OBGYN? You want to go into that field, but you have tats on your face and stuff. That I would feel uncomfortable. I wouldn't feel very easy because when you think of a doctor, you think of somebody kind of like, I don't know. What's the guy's name? Won't you be my neighbor? Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers, yes.
Yeah, like you think of somebody that's, you know, kind of wholesome, not saying the people with tattoos are not. It just, you know, it gives you that certain vibe, and it makes me uneasy, you know, if I go to the doctor's office and you're like, okay, get on the table. I'm just like, wait a minute now. Is this for an exam or is this for something else?
Yeah, I can honestly say I probably wouldn't be too comfortable if my physician came in with, you know, a thermometer tattooed on her face.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work for me too well.
DDS. Going to the dentist. But yes, anything else, Mike?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in.
All right. Peace.
Yes. So, Mike, he got standards. I can dig it. Buffy the body come in. He is not hitting that.
Yeah, he said he didn't drink either, so that kind of works for him. I mean, if a chick has a tattoo on her face and he ain't have a couple of drinks, then yeah, he's going to have common sense. So he's right. I'll give him that.
I'm not. I'm not even believing that. Buffy the body standing next to me with a tattoo on her face, and she's the fact that she's giving me play, yeah.
I hear you.
We can talk.
Buffy the body whose body is not her body. But that's neither here nor there.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go.
Am I lying? Does she not get the injections?
That's neither here nor there.
He's like, I don't care.
That's a topic for another day.
Okay. All right, whatever. I mean, I'm up here on you know, my girl Google right now, and I'm just looking at some of these face tats, and these people look ridiculous. And, of course, Lil Wayne pops up. Kat Von D's tats on her face aren't that bad, actually, because she doesn't have it going down the middle of her face, but
yeah, I forgot about Lil Wayne having face tattoos.
I mean, he's not.
Lil Wayne's a different cat.
Different indeed. Different and not attractive, with or without the tattoos.
Even with that, his earning potential is going to hit a max.
Heck yeah. Yeah. I mean, he got he gets beautiful women.
He's paid.
That's more money.
Young money. His money is very attractive to a lot of the ladies.
Yeah, green's cool.
Yeah, he's popping out babies left and right too. But hey, I don't know. But I want to get back into the music because I saw some disturbing stuff on this. My girl Google, she's really blowing my mind with some of these face tats. I'm still trying to figure out what kind of job you're really going to get or that you're going to pursue with tattoos on your face. And also, I want to ask, let's say that you're with a girl, you've been seeing her for a while, you really like her, girl or guy, whatever your preference may be, and it comes to, I'm not talking about you guys, I'm talking about the listeners. Jeez Louise.
Ms. Marie, you scaring me.
I just got the evilest eye in the world. I'm not just talking to you guys, I'm talking to people
who are
actually listening.
Got you. Not only men listen to my show.
So I want to know, let's say you get involved with somebody. And, you want to become exclusive. And you guys perhaps take it there in the bedroom. And you see that, she has a tattoo that says, I love Steve. Or Steve's girl. Or he has a tattoo that says, I love Tiffany. Or, Tiffany's man. Like, how would you deal with that? So, hold that thought. We're going to get back to that after the break. After we play some more music. So, let me know what you guys think about that. The number in the studio is 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me at Date Is Over and go to facebook.com/thisdateisover. Could you actually get with somebody, be exclusive with somebody who has their ex's name tattooed on their body? That's permanent. Can you get with that? Let me know. So keep it right here on rocktheflow.com.
Just run. rapping raps and damage any nigga fucking with my habitat. Me and Pooh connect like He-Man and Battle Cat at local spots where the chicken heads gravel at, claiming they independent like Land Speed or Miramax. Pause if you feeling that, cause I'm still in fact on some Purple Rain shit. Jerome, where my mirror at? I want some hips and some asses wiggling in every latitude, longitude, and meridian. Female citizens looking, laughing, and giggling, tired of bullshit, so they come to us for deliverance. Don't fuck with the middlemen, I'm making the calls. Live and direct, love on your set with blatant applause. Never taking a fall, just had to get that shit straightened with y'all. I break bread and wanna make it with y'all, so here we go, y'all. Check it, move with me now. Just act like you want me, just
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on rocktheflow.com with your host, Miss Marie, and also with my co-hosts, Wally and Cullen, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network. You just heard music from SWV. The song was Rain. Right before that, I got into some Foreign Exchange. Yes, I love the Foreign Exchange. And the song was Nick's Groove.
I have no idea who that is.
Don't you ever.
Wow, ever.
I'm sorry.
Don't you ever come on the show again.
You don't know who Foreign Exchange is?
Hey, I'm terrible.
I think I'm going to have to ask you to leave the studio right now.
Yeah, you might kick me out. I understand.
You need to do your research, my friend.
I should.
Yeah, Foreign Exchange is amazing, amazing group.
Yeah, you got to know who they are.
Yeah, no Fonte, you know. Have you heard of Little Brother?
No, I know about Big Brother, though.
What?
So... something like that. Yeah.
Wally.
I'm terrible.
Wally.
Terrible.
If I had a brick right now.
You throw it at me?
Perhaps.
That's cool. It's cool. It's all
no,
good.
I'm not violent. You know, we talked about
not
that.
Not violent.
We talked about that last week. Was that last week?
Or
we talked about the
a
uppercut.
While ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that was last week.
Yeah. Non-violent.
So we're talking about tattoos, you know, visible tattoos. Has that been a turn off to you guys? You know, could you actually date somebody who has tats on the face, on the hand, on the neck, on the ear? You know, that cannot be covered. And I want to go on Facebook and see what you guys had to say on that. Tabitha said, I love tats, but just not on the face and neck. Quality body art bakes my biscuits.
Baking
those biscuits.
Yeah, boy.
This Nicole said, I saw this guy yesterday with tats on his forehead. Mind you, he was on the darkest side of shade. Okay, that didn't make any sense to me, but okay.
Wow.
I guess you didn't like it.
Forehead.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid.
Come on, dude.
My buddy Darnell said, if I count my tats individually, I have about 19 tats, but you could never see them unless I take my shirt off. I love a chick with a tat on her neck at the top of her back, spine, you know, under her hair. I'm not a fan of stuff that is horribly placed, but again, I like hood rats with education.
At least he's honest. I like that one.
I like that.
Oh, my.
I know what he means to at the same time. That's what I like about it.
I like hood rats with education.
I definitely like a sexy tattoo.
Yeah, sexy tattoos are cool. I think Rihanna's new tattoo is uber sexy. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, Google that. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Ooh, it's sexy.
Where is it located?
It's under her breast. It's like... like
oh,
hairy.
I think I have seen it. You know what? I have seen it.
I actually
seen it on Facebook.
I know somebody with a tattoo underneath their breast. It's actually pretty hot.
Yeah, it's very sexy. Of course, she has the body to pull it off too.
Yeah, she's a nice little body. She does.
Yes, yeah. Yes, indeed. So, I want to know what kind of jobs can you get? You know, with visible tattoos. Where can you work?
You can work at the liquor store.
Yeah, that's what Shannon said. Sequoia said you could be a tattoo artist. Same thing that Mike said. A rapper.
Yeah, easy.
Angie said they can be an inmate.
That's true.
Working for 1 cent a day. A mechanic.
Yeah, no wrong with that.
What else?
That's good money.
Some sort of business owner. Like, what can you do?
You know what, though? If you are established, it determines on what your career is. Like, when you're talking about a doctor, say the doctor is well-known. A lot of people do what they do is that when they get established and they're doing well in their job, they get a tattoo in a certain place because they don't care.
Yeah.
They're at a point where they're well-off. Not just talking about rappers or athletes.
Right.
We're just talking about people in their own little career path.
Yeah, that's another one. A rapper, athlete. But if you before you even get there, though, like, people jump out there now and get these tattoos. I've seen like 16 year olds with tattoos.
Man, they don't rap.
17, 18.
Where are the parents?
What are you doing? Yeah, for real.
One of my cousins, I think she got her first tattoo at like 17 or 18 on her breast, and of course she like regrets it.
Yeah.
But
you're young. You do what you think is cool
young,
at the moment.
You're invincible. You're whatever. James said, as a man, no, you know, he hasn't been turned off, but he said, but I do have concerns with the issue of what kind of job will you obtain with these kind of visible tats. Tats are a turn on, but too much, yes, can be a turn off. And I'm with you on that. Too many is never a good thing for me. I like a nice, clean, cut body. But I mean, if you got a tattoo or two, you know, it's okay, but... I don't want you to go overboard.
Again,
know,
tattoos have to be strategically paced, well thought out. And they can be sexy. They can be,
yes,
they can be done nicely.
They can be sexy and they can be hideous. I have seen some things that were hideous. Yanman52 hit us up on Twitter. He said he couldn't get with somebody that had visible tats. He said, you know, I guess it's a little shallow, but I probably couldn't get past that distraction. I feel you on that one, because it can be a distraction.
I mean, what if they get your name tatted? Is that still a distraction?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Nubian eyes. I asked, you know, about, you know, if you were with somebody and they had their person's name, their ex's name tattooed on their body, and she said, I will be able to handle that until we get serious.
I can't handle that at all. No. I can't be getting down and then see Mike's name on the side.
That's true. Right. That's a good
but
point.
She yeah. said. Or, you know, I would go another route and be like, I bet Tiffany can't do it like this.
Who's that?
Nubian eyes. Oh, I swear. Wow. She cracks me up.
Yeah, she's pretty funny.
Yes. I don't want to be comparing myself to some. Oh, no. I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
That was that comment rocks in so many different ways.
I bet Tiffany can't do it like this, boo. Pow! In your face. Like, nah. I want no part of that. And actually, I remember I was talking to a guy briefly, and he had a tattoo on his wedding finger, his ring finger. And it was like, I guess it was his initials along with his ex-wife's initials and the date they got married. And he was like offended that I asked him about it. I'm like, you got the tattoo? Like,
I mean, I definitely think that's appropriate. That's not something that I would be opposed to. I would do something like that.
I think it's cool, I guess, but it's not cool that it didn't last, so you might want to get that covered up. But don't get an attitude when somebody starts asking you a question like, oh, what's that mean? Oh, well, that happened when I got married. And I'm like, okay, but you ain't married no more. No, it didn't work out. I was like, but it was like pulling teeth to get him to answer questions about that tattoo. I was like, you got it. You better put something over top of it. You better wear a Band-Aid or something if you don't want people to ask you about it.
Obviously, a touchy subject for him.
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly, he was
touchy.
He was a little upset about it.
Yeah, he was very upset.
Maybe
it must not have been his idea.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. The same
must
thing.
Must not have been his idea.
And speaking of touchy subjects, you know, it's we're going into the second hour, which means it's time for my rant and rave.
Oh, Lord.
What is it this time?
It's about tattoos, of course. All right. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio on rocktheflow.com with your host, Miss Marie. And also have my co-hosts, Cullen and Wally, in the studio on rocktheflow.com. And it's time for my rant and rave, as usual, for the second hour. And I'm going to rant and rave about tattoos. Yes. Tattoos. I don't have any tattoos, and maybe that makes me a little biased or partial when it comes to tattoos. My thing is this: don't be stupid when it comes to getting your tattoos. Be strategic about it, be smart about it, and really evaluate what you want to do with your life career-wise. Say this rap thing doesn't work out for you. Say you're 35 and it still hasn't jumped off. You know, you might want to consider, you know, strategically placing them. You know, I understand that you like to have, you know, you like money, you like whatever it is that you like. Get a shirt. You don't have to get a tattoo. I actually met a guy, and he's a very nice guy. He's very smart. He used to be a teacher. You would never know it. He had a tattoo in his ear of a dollar sign. And I was so distracted by that, I could not focus during the conversation because, you know, he was talking, and I'm just like, huh? And I kept looking at his ear because he had the dollar sign. He was like, why do you keep staring at it? I said, I can't help it. I said, why did you get that? He said, well, you know, I'm a money man, and if you ain't talking money, then you ain't saying nothing to me. Like, I don't want to hear you. I'm just like, what are you, a rapper? I'm like, I cannot believe that you would get that kind of tattoo on your body that's going to be there permanently. And when I see stuff like that, you know, neck tattoos, ear tattoos, face tattoos, hand tattoos, I also met a guy that had a big tattoo on his hand. That makes me think of, you know, where can we go together? I don't want to take you home to my parents with you looking like that. You might be a great person, and please excuse me. I know I'm a little judgmental when it comes to stuff like that. Maybe God hasn't worked on me enough yet when it comes to things like that, but it just doesn't work for me. I can't take you to a corporate function. I go to all kinds of functions, black tie affairs. I can't take you with me, and you have a big glaring tattoo in your ear or on your face or on your neck that cannot be covered up. Because that's going to be the conversation piece. And that means I'm going to have to constantly explain why, oh, you know what, you really got to get to know him. He's a great person once you get to know him. Because everybody's going to be like, wow, why did you get that? I can't bring you to a wedding with a tattoo in your ear. That just doesn't make sense to me. So please, people, be strategic, be smart, and also remember that these tattoos are permanent. Think about when you turn 65. Think about when you turn 50. Hey, hell, even 40. Your breasts ain't going to be as perky as they once were. So you might not want to get a tattoo there. Your stomach might not be as flat when you turn 45. So you might not want to get a tattoo there. I don't know. It's like, just think about it. Think about your children if you plan on having them. Think about who's going to see these tattoos. Please consider it. If you want to go on a job interview and you have a big tattoo in your ear, you might be saying paper or plastic. You might be saying, would you like fries with that? You might... I don't know. I just don't know. You might say, would you like Hennessy or would you prefer Remy? Like, I just don't know where you're going to work. Granted, there are some good jobs. I'm guessing you could be a bartender because, you know, I support bartending. I'm a bartender on the side. Hello. You need a bartender? Hire me. Yes. But, I don't know. I'm rambling. I'm so sorry. But I don't know what you guys got to say about that, but I just cannot see why a person would get anything on their face.
Let's go back to this tattoo in the ear thing.
The tattoo in the ear, that bothers me. Like I cannot take that person seriously because to me that's like, why don't you just get "I am stupid" tattooed on your face? Like, just like I said, people, if it means that much to you, get a shirt, get a scrapbook, you know, put it on there. I've seen some crazy tattoos and some disgusting ones. I've seen tattoos on a woman of a male's body part, talking about what she's good at. It's like, that's not going to go over well over Christmas dinner. That's not going to go over well in church. You know, that's not going to go over well at the corporate function. That's not going to go over well at the job interview. Please explain why you have this male genitalia on your chest, ma'am. Why do you have this on the side of your face, ma'am? So if you already aren't established in your career, if you're not making money, if you don't have a nest egg, if you don't have a huge savings that you can survive off of, if you lose your job or anything happens, please be mindful of where you get these tattoos. If that's the case, get some makeup that's going to cover it up. Because my man George Clooney, I think he is so sexy. He has neck tats, but he covers that stuff up. You wouldn't know it, but he is tatted up. And I love me some George Clooney. Ooh, I got a thing for him. That salt and pepper hair. Excuse me while I find myself. Yes. So, back to this ear tattoo. What do you guys have to say about that? If you ain't talking money, you ain't talking to me.
Two things. That's really what he said?
Yes.
That was his definition?
Yes.
He ain't hearing it, right?
He ain't hearing it. He's not a rapper.
You know what I mean?
He used to be a teacher. He's considering going back into being a teacher. But I'm like, how are you going to go back into that? He has his hands covered. His ear is tatted up. I think he might have one on his neck. And, you know, he has the arm. I mean, the arm ones he can cover. But it's like the hand one, you cannot cover that up. That's something you can't cover up. So I don't know what classroom. I mean, I don't want my child's teacher looking like that.
I'm totally baffled at the fact that he had a dollar sign in his
ear. It didn't look good either. It looked like something my niece drew.
Don't worry about him. He gets older. He ain't going to be hearing money either.
Right.
He ain't going to hear a damn thing.
Yeah.
Dollar sign tattoo.
I know.
Ear. In the ear, though. So.
He ain't hit a little freestyle for you? It seems that's the career path he's aiming for.
No, he's not aiming for that career path.
It seems
though.
Like it. That's like a.
Was he a former rapper?
No.
He want to be a producer?
No, he doesn't. He has no affiliation with the music industry whatsoever.
Did he have an affiliation with the jail community?
Not that I'm aware of, but I think I might want to ask. You know, I may inquire about that.
Being a teacher, you would think, or having a career path as a teacher, you would think that he would already know not to do that. I mean, especially, you know, you see a teacher with tattoos in his ear. talking like that, never mind.
And he doesn't use a lot of slang when he speaks. You know, like I said, he's very intelligent. It's just the tattoos throw you completely off, and I couldn't focus on the conversation because the tattoo was like, "Hey, look at me, I'm stupid."
Well, he doesn't use a lot of slang.
No,
that's crazy. That's a slang move.
Right.
that's a metaphor. Like that's a metaphor. Right. That's a slang. That's different.
I don't get it. He has a blue collar career, from my understanding, like into, you know, mechanics, mm-hmm. or something like that. Something where he has to use his hands and fix things. But he has a management position, you know, within that company that he works for. And it's like, it's like a government agency. It's a government agency. I want to say it is, but it's, you know, it's a blue collar job. So I'm just trying to figure out how high up the ladder is he really going to go with those types of tattoos that cannot be covered. If you want to get something on your chest, okay, fine. Arms, okay, that can be covered up, but you can't cover your hands. You can't go to a job interview with gloves on or earmuffs.
You know, it's unfortunate, but perception is a very big part of your career status.
It is.
And I just, you know, I can't foresee somebody going too far with a tattoo that is that obvious, you know, in your ear, on your hands. And plenty HR people tell you that, you know, tattoos, you could be very well qualified for the job, but the perception that you bring in with a tattoo in your ear or on your face can surely get you out of that job.
Yeah. And I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, because like I said, I'm definitely judgmental when it comes to tattoos. And I know I shouldn't be, but it's like I said, it's a distraction. Your tattoos greet me like bad cologne. Like, I'm just.
So you would never get a tattoo?
I wouldn't say that now. I would consider it, but I wouldn't know what to get. You know, I know what my name is. I'm not going to get that on my body. I'm not getting some guy's name on my body. I don't foresee getting any children's names on my body if I have kids. I don't see that. I know who they are because they're going to be tattooed in my heart. So I just don't know if it's necessary for me to get a tattoo. I mean, I like Rihanna's tattoo. I think that's sexy, but I don't think my stomach is flat enough for that. For me to do something like that. And I think I'm going to leave that statement on the table. I'm going to leave it on the table because I think my girl's a little too big. They will cover up the tattoo, so that it just presents a whole nother issue. So I wouldn't even know what to get or where to get it. You know, I'm not going to get the typical tramp stamp as it's labeled. Even though I'm not against tramp stamps. If you got one, wear it with pride.
Okay, I'm sorry. Enlighten me, the tramp stamp?
The one that comes, you know, the lower back of the one. Yeah, the smaller back, like right before the panty line.
No couple folks with that.
If you got that, okay, whatever. I like Lauren London's tattoo. I think hers is kind of sexy. Yeah,
it is.
That would hurt, you know. It's just the pain thing. I don't know if I want to sit there and get it. And I would be afraid of how it's going to fade over the years and how it's going to look over the years.
If you get it done right by a professional, it shouldn't fade. I got my tattoo almost. It's been almost 10 years since I got my tattoo. And it still looks as brand new as it did the day I got it.
You touch up? You don't even touch up on it or anything?
I haven't done anything on it.
That's what's up.
Well, go call him. I mean, I don't know what to get. What would you suggest?
What's that for you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. What is Angie? What's an Angie like tattoo?
What is Miss Marie like?
I'm sorry. Oops. Miss Marie, my fault.
A Miss Marie tattoo. Let's see. It'd have to be something bold.
Something bold.
Something stand.
I'm kind of pale, so anything on me would stand out.
No, I mean as far as its meaning.
This date is over.
There you go.
That would be so lame.
There you go.
Like, could you?
Little heart.
Be made up with my you know imaginary boyfriend, and you know turning over, he looks at my show like, this date is over. That's how you feel? Like that's not going to go over well.
I mean, but if you get it in the tramp stamp, I mean, it's all good.
Yeah,
this date is heart, over. The tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Oh joy.
The heart too and everything.
The little broken heart.
Oh yeah.
Y'all are crazy.
You in there?
Y'all. Are
I actually
so
like
crazy.
That. Honestly, real talk. I like that one.
Yeah, I bet you like to see it too.
Maybe, but still.
All right, well, let's get back to some more music. Anything you guys want to hear? We're not going to ask Wally because he doesn't even know what the foreign exchange is.
Exactly.
So you know
don't ask me. I have no opinion. I have no opinion.
Well, good.
I can't even believe he doesn't know.
Well, we're going to get into some more music. Maybe I'll play some for the foreign exchange. since you're not familiar with him. Maybe I should play something else. Because actually, this music there that you're listening to right now,
yeah,
that's the Foreign Exchange.
Awesome.
You are so extra. Anyways, if you guys want to get into tonight's topic, give me a call in the studio. The number is 301-560-6992. The number once again is 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me at Date Is Over. You can go on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And once again, the number in the studio is 301-560-6992. We're talking about tattoos and dating you. Could you date somebody who has a tattoo of their ex's name on their body and all that good stuff? Like, how far would that relationship go? And also, could you get with somebody that has tattoos that are visible, you know, on their face and whatnot that cannot be covered up? So let me know. Keep it right here on rocktheflow.com.
That we can
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on RockTheFlow.com with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the
IM. Oh, we still hold that against?
Coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network. I got my co-hosts in the studio, Cullen and Wally from the urban sports scene.
Hello, people. And I messed up.
Yeah. You're trying to call me from my street name. But
put the government out there.
I know,
right? You just heard music from Jill Scott. The song was Sweet Justice. Ugh. Jilly from Philly. And right before that was music from The Foreign Exchange, trying to hip Mr. Wally to The Foreign Exchange and how he needs to love them and know them like Cullen and I do. And that song was Sweeter Than You. They wrote that song about me, but they just don't know it yet.
That's right.
Yes. So we're talking about tattoos. Is it, this song goes, is it Snapback and Tattoos?
Snapbacks and Tattoos.
Who sings that song?
I don't know. Some young, I don't know.
Some young dude with a lot of tattoos.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm actually going to tell on myself. It's by Young Tiger.
That's it.
Is that Rack City?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that white guy, that little white kid and his grandma in the video, I would have never known about that song. Like, ever. And I wouldn't love the song as much as I do if it wasn't for that little boy who made that video with his grandmother. I know y'all seen it, right?
Yeah, I seen it.
I seen it at the barbershop the first time.
Cracks me up. So, tattoos. Can you get with somebody with visible tattoos? And I had it pulled up on Facebook, but I kind of like lost my place. But is that a turnoff for you guys? And Tasha said, being a person with a lot of tattoos, 13. Dating a person with tattoos doesn't bother me. It's actually a huge turn on. With that being said, they can't be all over the place. No face or neck tattoos. They remind me of the folks at the sideshow circus. Yes, indeed. That would kind of freak me out.
That face tattoo thing, man.
It's a new trend, but that's a trend that needs to be thrown back.
Yeah, I just can't get with it. I can't understand it. Don't like it. Don't want it.
I don't want it either.
It's your face.
Right.
You're getting a tattoo on your face. I mean, think about it. That's just
I mean,
it's not right.
To me, if you get a tattoo on your face, that says that you've given up on life.
Unless it's a tribal tattoo and you're from that tribe.
Yeah.
That's the only justifiable means of having a face tattoo.
Y'all get it to you. You know, like Samoan folks, they have like tattoos on their face.
Again, tribal.
Tribal. Yeah, something, yeah.
They've been doing that for years.
Exactly. Yeah. That makes sense.
I mean, what are they in the Negro tribe? Like this?
I mean, we could all have that tattoo.
I know, right?
Sing Negro spirituals and everything.
No, I guess I'm referring to some of the ghetto tattoos that I've seen that are kind of unsightly. Just like Mr. I got the ice cream cone on my face. Isn't that, what's the name's symbol? Jeezy? He was a snowman.
He was a snowman.
Wow. Close enough for me.
He was beefing.
I mean, but even still.
Oh, they're beefing?
They were back then.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, how thuggish can you be with, you know, two scoops of strawberry on your face? I'm just asking.
You're really not going that hard. You really can't be going that hard.
You can't be going that hard with, you know, two scoops.
Wow.
And then again, maybe the streets have changed. I don't know.
Maybe.
Man, the streets are talking about that ice cream,
I don't
man.
Maybe. I don't want to know about those parts of the streets. I'm not from the streets. I don't claim to be from the streets. I don't want to know about that.
I don't know any real G's with two scoops.
Isn't that the theme song for the with Kellogg's Raisin Bran?
Two scoops
to taste too good. You know what? Y'all make me sick. Y'all have me in here cracking up. I can't even focus right now. I'm trying to get on Facebook so I can look at some of the feedback, and I'm up here cracking up.
Have you seen a gangster with two scoops? I'm sorry.
I'm about to tweet that. Have you ever seen a gangster with two scoops?
Hey, two scoops.
Two scoops on the face.
Baskin Robbins out here.
31 flavors, son.
31 flavors.
Michael said, you know, when I asked the question, you know, what kind of jobs can you get with visible tattoos, you know, ear, neck? I can't speak today.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Ear, neck, face, and hands. He said a rapper or a convict. Devin said you can be a hairstylist or a tattoo artist. Yeah, of course.
Okay, back up.
Yeah, hairstylist. Yeah, I know. You called me off guard.
Are you going to let somebody with a face tattoo? I mean, if they got curling eyes on their cheek, what you going to do? Maybe they that good.
I don't think I want to know her.
See?
Because I already get freaked out when I go to a hairdresser whose hair's not done.
Wow.
So that already freaks me out. So if you got a tattoo on your face, that is not, I don't know. Because you have to be the representation, you know. A lot of people say, well, hairdressers don't have time to do their own hair because they're doing everybody else's hair. But
no,
you got to, you know, project your product. And if your hair is jacked up, I'm not going to want to come to you. If you got a tattoo on your face or some curling irons or a flat iron, you know, or the Bronner Brothers hair show winner, you know, 2009, you know, on your face. I'm not going to be feeling that at all. I'm still not going to be feeling that. I don't know about you guys, but I just, no, thank you. And going back to having somebody else's name tattooed on your body when it comes to your ex, like if you come across a chick or a dude that you like and they have their ex's name tattooed on their body, how would you feel about that? And, let me see what Giovanna, she said, it's time for them to hide it under another tattoo. Yes, indeed.
I mean, that's all that you could definitely do that.
Starman said, if they're not ready to cover it up, they're not ready to move on. I'd just be friends. He'd probably be hitting it, though.
I mean, jump off.
Steve's right? Girl.
Steve's girl. See Steve in the street. Hey, Steve.
Right. Ving said, depends on if it's highly visible on her body. But what difference does it make if you get a naked if you still seeing somebody else's name? Like, I don't know about that.
No, somebody's trying to use an excuse. They still want to get that one.
Right. I still love her though.
I still want to get that one.
I love her.
I want to bag that one.
I love her.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, JR, he's hilarious. My buddy JR Sportsaholic hit me up on Twitter. He said, have them tattoo an X over it and put your name above it.
Wow.
I don't know if I want somebody to tattoo my name on their body. That seems a little stalker-ish, I'm not gonna lie. But then again, you know, I guess it could be flattering. I don't know how y'all feel about that. But, you know, when we're talking during the break, Cullen, what'd you say about somebody getting a tattoo?
I know somebody that got a tattoo after about a 24-hour period.
Was this a woman that got the tattoo or a guy?
This was a woman. She got the tattoo of the person that she just met. His name on her body. Personally, I just think that's crazy.
And what part of her body did she get it on?
It was a part that you couldn't see. Nonetheless, she had it.
Wow. He must have hit that thing out the park, honey.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
Home run.
And home she run. Probably never saw him after that either.
I mean, that's not the point. I mean,
dude felt real good about himself after that.
He was like, man, let me tell you about how I got this shorty in. Yeah,
dude.
That's stalkerish to me, and I don't do well with stalkers. I don't like stalkers. Please, I rebuke these stalkers. Stay away from me. If I tell you no, I'm not interested. Keep it moving. And Wally's laughing because he knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's a little inside thing. But in 24 hours, really, a tattoo, honey. You have got to find something else better to do with your time. Get a t-shirt that says I love Tim or whatever his name is. Get a shirt, get a journal, write about it. You don't have to get a tattoo of this man's name on your body. That's
you tattooed permanent. The spot. That's what happened.
I mean,
you better meet another dude with that same name. Like, look, I only date dudes named Mike. Like, that's it. Like, you better find another Mike that can knock your socks off like that Mike did, because that is just foolish. Or you better get like a rose or a flower or something that's going to cover that up, because I don't know of any man that wants to be, you know, getting physical with you on a romantic level that sees another man's name on your body. That's just
I mean, that's just a turnoff. I couldn't be in a position where I look down to the left or to the right.
Who's Steve?
Who is John?
Again, we're talking about like that being your girl, though, right?
Yeah,
we're not talking about
that
like
girl.
That being your, like being your jump off. We talking about that being your girl,
right? Being my girl. The issue also would come in is the fact that I'm just now seeing this, and clearly we've been talking for some time, and
but
you didn't feel the need to disclose.
But how does somebody disclose that to you? You know, they meet you, and
hey,
you guys
I have John on my thigh.
Yeah,
but you don't want to lead with that. You want to, you know, take the time to get to know them as a person. You're like, you know what, Colonel, I really like you, and you know, I like the way you know things are going with us, and I can see this going to the next level.
Yeah, we can have that conversation. That conversation.
And then
they'll
say, like, by the way, I have my ex-boyfriend, you know, Steve's name on my inner thigh. You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to like kick me to the curb? You know, after we've been seeing each other for a couple of months, or are you going to hang in there?
I mean, that it truly depends on.
Wally was thinking, because if it was Alicia Keys, he'd still be in there.
I'll be in there like swimwear.
So what would you? I mean, how would you react to that? What would you do? Would you stick around? Like, you know what? We've been hanging out. I really think you could be the one, Cullen. You know, and we've had so much fun together. We have so much in common. Our families have met, but I got Mike's name on my inner thigh. You know, can we still get together?
No.
Really?
No. And here's why we can't get together, because by that point, we've had opportunities where this could be disclosed. You can disclose this type of information if you're feeling me that much. That's kind of something that you want to put out there.
So you should put it out early?
Absolutely. I'm going to give you at least 30 days.
Okay. So on day number 29, I'm telling you.
You should already be hurrying at that point when you already did it. So it'd be like.
How you know? How you know?
I'm being generous with 30 days.
I know what I'm
going
to say. I can tell. You're being real generous.
I didn't want to be like two weeks.
I know you should be real generous. 30 days. They're old.
I mean, you know, okay.
Day 29.
I was trying to be politically correct.
I can tell. I was like 30 days. Like, oh, hey.
Y'all are crazy.
Like, when you said, like, meet the parents, I was like, no, yeah. We're doing that before we meet the parents, so I'm going to find out before you meet my parents.
So you're going to hit it first.
Then
meet the parents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can't get a parental invite without
that has to go down. Yeah.
That's another topic for another day. Yes. You can't meet the parents until you hit that. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I think that's
standard.
Learned
something.
I think that's standard.
I think that's standard man out here.
Really? I'm about to tweet that. You can't meet. Is it true? Hold on, let me tweet that. Is it true that you cannot meet the parents until you hit that?
And if you get anything other than yes, they're lying.
Yeah, they really are. Because it's serious when they get to that point anyway. Right. So if it's that has to happen.
But back to your 30 days, I was being generous.
I could tell. Believe me, I know you were. I just had to, you know, I had to make sure.
I
knew
you were.
You
try to be generous because I'm in the studio.
Yeah,
I can
tell.
Okay.
Nice folks.
Okay, all right, fine. 2 weeks, you know, y'all kicking it. You like each other. She likes you. Y'all have a lot of stuff in common. You really enjoy each other's company. I say, hey, you know, I have a tattoo of my ex-boyfriend Mike's name on my thigh. It doesn't mean anything to me anymore. Can we still hang out? Can we still get to know each other? What can we do, Cullen? Can we do this? Can you and I get together? Can we do it?
It depends on where Mike is in the boyfriend chain. If Mike was the previous boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
No.
Why?
I agree with that.
Because if Mike was the guy before me, there's still some type of potential feelings there. Because before you got Mike's name tatted on you, you guys had some type of serious relationship. You were moving in some type of direction.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were definitely on some type of course. Or the latter, you're crazy.
I'm crazy.
Because
I was crazy about Mike at that time. We were young.
I'm not going to give you that.
I was 29. No, now I'm 30. Yeah. I was young and dumb.
Because it's either or. You either were very committed in your relationship and you and Mike were moving in some type of direction, or, you know, you met Mike and 24 hours later, he was on your thigh. It's usually somewhere in between. It's one of those two. And if it's the latter of Mike being the most previous boyfriend you guys have dated for some time, mm-hmm. you definitely need some time to heal behind that.
But what if Mike and I broke up 2 years ago?
And you still have Mike on you?
Yes.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, it's expensive to get, you know, that taken off.
You've had 2 years. That's over 700 days.
You do make a valid point, my friend. And you know what? I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people use the, you know, the money as an excuse, like, oh, it's too expensive to get it covered up. And but I was like, you got it.
You can get it covered up with anything.
You better take out a fund, you know, go on, I forgot that website where you can fundraise. Like, look, I need money to get rid of this dude's name off my body. I was stupid. I thought he was the one. And it just didn't work out. So could you please help me get this Negro's name off my body by donating to XYZ, you know, get rid of Mike fund, you know, right. Get rid of his name off of my body.
So there are definitely avenues for you to go about addressing that situation. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. So,
but that's just me.
I hear you. Cause I, like I said, I would definitely feel some kind of way with somebody having somebody else's name on their body. To me, I don't think it's very wise. Some people are understanding of it. I think I'm a little too judgmental, like I said, when it comes to tattoos. I remember when I was going to IHOP, yes, and I was with a group of my friends, you know, very five-star yes. restaurant, you know.
Such a oh, yeah, great place. Such great, a great establishment.
Great establishment.
I'm telling you, man.
Really tutti, fresh, and fruity.
Honey, I'm stuck on that ham and egg melt, even though I get turkey on mine, but that's...
Steak omelets.
You steak omelets. Wally, he is my IHOP honey. We do the darn thing at IHOP. But that has nothing to do with that. But I was actually at IHOP with some of my guy friends. We had gone to this party bus, and we had a lot to drink, so we kind of wanted to go to IHOP. Yes, so IHOP we're up.
Movie. That's always the IHOP move.
Yes. And our server had this tattoo on her hand that said, like, George.
Are you serious?
And one of my guy friends asked me, so who's George? That's nobody. We're not going to talk about that. Like, okay. You can't get too angry at the world when you have this big tattoo on your hand that says George. Apparently they broke up.
Yeah, George got her.
Yeah, George got her. She was young and dumb. Home got run. That tattoo. Yeah, home run. So, like I said, when I ranted and raved, now make certain that you get it in a strategic location that is not visible to everybody. If you're going to make a mistake of that nature, please be smart about it. Or don't do it at all. Get a shirt, please. Nothing says I am stupid more than having a tattoo on your hand, on your face, or on your neck, or somewhere that you can't cover it up. You might as well just get that tattooed on your body. I am stupid.
You should have asked her if George had a tattoo of her. Should I ask her?
Probably
seen,
not.
Exactly.
If you would have seen the way she flipped about that, she was not happy. So who's George? We're not going to talk about that.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, but you know, George is talking to me. Like, all I see is your hand right now. Like, that's what happens. Tattoos become a distraction. And no offense to you people out there with, you know, tattoos on your face and hands and necks or whatever. I hope you're doing well in your careers. You have a lucrative job or some type of profession that you don't, you know, scare the hell out of people, because that would be kind of scary to me. But I don't know, if you're not a rapper, a janitor, or working in a liquor store, a tattoo artist, you know, paper or plastic, I just don't know where you're going to work career wise just be that. Mindful of that when you want to get into the dating world. Like, who is going to accept me? Because some people don't accept tattoos at all. So think of who's going to accept you with a tattoo on your face, on your hand, in your ear, like the dude with the tattoo in his ear of a dollar sign. Who is really going to accept you? And what, think of the person that you want to attract. Like, don't go after the person that has this corporate job. Don't go after the corporate chick. Don't go after this accountant that goes to corporate events and galas. Don't go after that type of chick who is not tatted up. She can't take you around her friends and family because you would be an embarrassment. I don't care how nice of a person you are. I just don't have the time to invest into explaining to them how great you are, you know, beyond the exterior. That's like dating somebody that's butt ugly. Girl, he's ugly as hell, but you have got to get to know him.
See, that's something only women really,
I know, right?
Really have to deal with, because
you have to get, but your friends would be the same way. Like, oh, I mean, once you bring a chick around with a tattoo on her face, they're going to already know where she stands.
Hood.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And they can be like, why you got this hood chick? And they be like, oh, I know why you got this hood chick.
If she got a body like Buffy.
Yeah.
I don't argue with that all.
Body like Buffy.
All night long.
You know what? Anyways, I'm going to get into some more music. So keep it right here on rocktheflow.com. And if you want to get in on tonight's topic, give me a call in the studio. The number is 301-560-6992. The number once again is 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me at Date Is Over. And you can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We're talking about tatted up, tattoos. Can you date somebody with visible tattoos? Let me know. So keep it right here on The Flow.
This wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends. Start my day up on the roof. There's nothing like this type of view. Point the clicker at the tube. I prefer expensive news. New car, new girl. New ice, new glass. New watch, good times, babe. It's good times, yeah. She washed my back 3 times a day. This shower head feels so amazing. We'll both be high. The help don't stare. They just walk by. They must don't care. A million, one, a million, two. 100 more will never do. Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lines. Super rich kids with nothing but loose ends. Super rich kids with nothing but fake friends. Real love. I'm searching for a real love. A real love. I'm searching for a real love. Oh, real love.
Alright. Close your eyes to what you can't imagine. We are the Zanny Nashin', Caddy Smashin', Bratty Assy, Matty Snatchin', Daddy's Jaggin', use this shit for batting practice. Adam and Annie thrashing, purchasing crappy grams with half the hand of cash you handed. Panic and patch me up, Pappy done lashkied us, toying with raggy hands, and Mammy done had enough. Brash as fuck, reaching all these aqueducts. Don't believe us, treat us like we can't erupt. Yep.
We end our day up on the roof. I say I'll jump, I never do.
But when I'm drunk, I act a fool.
Talking about.
Do they sew wings until it suits? I'm on that ledge. She grabs my arm. She slaps my head. Cause good times, yeah. Sleep if someone slip and fall. The market's down like 60 stories. And some don't end the way they should. My silver spoon is very good. A million won, a million cash. Close my eyes and feel the crash.
Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar.
Explain.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on RockTheFlow.com with your host, Miss Marie. It's about that time to wrap things up with my co-hosts, Cullen and Wally.
That's right.
Wally Wall from the urban sports scene. Yes, sir.
Not you. I mean, yes, sir. You know, slang term. Not you, obviously, Miss Marie.
Okay. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in this evening. Really appreciate your support. As a reminder, thisdateisover.com is officially up and running, so please run on over there and post some of your feedback and all your snippets and tidbits from your dates and your bad dating stories and confessions and stuff you want to say to your ex. And you can get you some This Date Is Over paraphernalia. We got t-shirts. We got teddy bears. You get somebody a teddy bear for Valentine's Day that says, "This date is over."
Yeah. That's just not good.
I know, right? That would be so bad. We got buttons. But, the stuff is kind of cool. So, yeah. Check it out. Tell a friend or five. And send me some of your stories. And please check out this week's blog. It is absolutely hilarious.
Yes, it is. I stamp that.
Yeah.
I approve it.
It's called Way Too Honest.
Yes.
And honesty. It's way too funny.
Wow.
It's overly honest. That's
yeah.
It's like that. It's overly honest.
That's, yeah, leave it at that. So we're going to wrap things up. But of course, I want to get to some last minute feedback when it comes to dating somebody. Oh, Lord, I didn't close the Facebook page.
Oh, no.
I'm so off today. I feel like I'm off all the time. It's because school has got me stressed out. I'm not going to lie. I got an exam tomorrow and it's freaking me out. So I've had exams like these past 3 weeks in a row. So pray for me, please.
No, you got it.
You know, any last words when it comes to tattoos for you guys?
I love them. Not really, I'm playing.
Right.
No, I'll just say this much. Usually, for the kids get tattoos way too early. They're not understanding what's going to go on in terms of their future and what they may strive for. So I think they kind of set themselves back by getting tattoos in the wrong places because they're not educated enough to know how this is going to affect them down the road. So for kids out there, teenagers, whatever, understand that every situation you make right now in the present can affect your future.
Absolutely. And even if you're not a teenager, it's people in their 20s, like, you need to think twice. You know, think five times about it, for real, when it comes to getting these tattoos. Like, what kind of job am I going to get? If I don't succeed as a rapper, what can I fall back on? Am I going to be a janitor? Do I want to make six figures? What do I want to do? Do I want to fry some chicken? Do I want to have my own restaurant? What is it that I want to do that, you know, these tattoos will not hinder me from doing?
Well, the only thing I have to say is to, since Wally went the kid route, I'm going to go the woman route. Women, make sure you get tattoos that are appropriate.
And what is appropriate?
Appropriate, I mean, please do not get a man's genitalia on your breastplate. That is not appropriate.
Or on your face.
Or anywhere
on your body, actually.
You know, make sure that it is of a classy nature and put you in the best light. That's about all I have to say about the tattoos.
And please, number one, get them professionally done. Please do your research. You know, look at this person's portfolio. You want to get a pit bull on your body, it looks like a snail. You know, you need to really do your research on these tattoo artists. You know, check, you know, their records, see that they have their, you know, their all the appropriate licensing, that they haven't had any lawsuits and stuff like that. So be extra careful. You know, this is your body. This is something that's going to go on there permanently. And get something that goes right with your skin tone. Like, if you're really dark, you might not want to get, you know, like a sun. I don't know. Like, you want to get something that's going to show up on your body.
You might have a black sun out there.
Darkness. So I mean just think twice. You know, get a second or a fifth opinion, maybe not your friends, because some friends are so they are not always honest with you about
that
is so cute. It's not
girl, the testicles on your cheek look good.
Yes, girl. Yes, those testes are so nice. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, no.
You know, so like I said, do your research, get it professionally done, check their record, their background to see, you know, who they've done. And if it's cheap, you know,
you get what you pay for.
Yeah, you get what you pay for. So you want to be mindful of that and consider the type of career that you want to have moving forward and how you're going to make money. If you're not going to be a stripper, if you're not going to be in the entertainment industry in some form, if you're not already making money, you might want to get in a place that's not, you know, visible, you know, readily visible to the naked eye, you know. Your tattoos can be a distraction. So especially if you want to date somebody, please pay attention to that. You know, don't be in a corporate setting trying to date somebody and you got tattoos on your face and neck. That's just not going to work. Well, you know, I can't say it's not going to work. It might not work. You know, your chances are kind of slim, but you never know. Opposites do attract sometimes. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think you got to be equally yoked with a person, but that's neither here nor there. So just be mindful of where you're getting that tattoo. I would strongly avoid getting it on your face, in your ear, on your neck, unless you can cover it up. If you got that bomb makeup, honey, go for it.
They do sell tattoo makeup.
Yeah, they sell tattoo makeup, so you might want to invest in that. So, yeah, that's all I got to say about that. Please make certain that you join us next Sunday, each and every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on rocktheflow.com for The State Is Over Radio. I think we're going to talk about sexting next week. I think we might be talking about that. Perhaps, maybe.
I'll be back for that topic.
So the conversation can definitely keep on going after I leave the studio. You can email me, info@thisdatisover.com. You can tweet me @datisover. And you can hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdatisover. I think I'm going to start a This Date Is Over group so I can get more feedback from you guys. Because Facebook has changed. And I can't. Everybody's not getting the updates. And I don't like that. Yeah, I'm not happy about that. They trying to make that money. Facebook, I ain't got no money like that. If y'all get some more shirts, maybe I'll make some money. I don't know. So, yeah. Good night. God bless. Have a great week. And make certain you visit thisdatisover.com. And I'll be back next Sunday. Good night. Bye-bye.